In this post, we cover why most AI pitches lead with cost cutting and why the data says that's the losing strategy. The companies actually winning with AI are the ones selling it as value creation. I haven't sat in many rooms where AI actually got pitched to a leadership team, but I've heard plenty of people describe how it went, and I've read a stack of the research and commentary coming out about why companies are doing what they're doing with AI. The pattern is almost always the same. Lead with a dollar figure. This will save us $2 million a year in support costs. This cuts manual review time in half. It's never this opens up an opportunity we couldn't chase before. Never we can move faster on the big ideas. Never we can cut down on the busy work and put people onto the stuff that actually matters. That's the tell. The AI pitch that gets budget approved almost always leads with cost cutting, not opportunity, and the data says that's the losing move. Cost cutting is the easy pitch, not the right one. I get why AI leaders default to the cost story. It's legible. A CFO can put a headcount number in a spreadsheet and understand it instantly. We'll create new value in ways we can't fully quantify, yet doesn't survive a budget meeting nearly as well as we'll cut 15% of support tickets. BCG's 2026 AI radar found that most organizations reach for AI to cut costs first, automating repetitive work and reporting the savings. And PwC's 29th Global CEO survey, released at Davos in January 2026, shows what that gets most of them. 56% of CEOs say their company has seen neither higher revenue nor lower costs from AI. Only 12% report both. That's not a rollout problem or a model quality problem. That's a strategy problem. Teams are optimizing for the wrong outcome and then wondering why the outcome doesn't show up. There is a diagram in the article showing what CEOs actually report getting from AI investment based on PwC's survey. 56% report neither higher revenue nor lower costs. 30% report a revenue increase. 26% report lower costs. And 12% report both. Notice something else in that data. More CEOs report a revenue increase than report lower costs. The cohort chasing the safe cost-cutting story isn't even the bigger winner among the companies that see anything at all. MIT's Nanda initiative found something similar in its Gen AI Divide report. 95% of generative AI pilots at companies fail to deliver measurable return on investment. The researchers pulled apart why, and it wasn't the models. It was misaligned priorities. Over half of Gen AI budgets went to sales and marketing tools, while the actual ROI was sitting in back office automation nobody had funded properly. When cost cutting is your framing, you chase the visible line items instead of the places AI genuinely changes how work gets done. The companies winning with AI aren't optimizing for cost. Here's the part that should make every AI leader rethink their pitch deck. McKinsey's research on the state of AI found that 80% of respondents set efficiency as an objective of their AI initiatives, but the companies actually seeing meaningful value are the ones that set growth or innovation as the primary goal instead. Only 39% of organizations report EBIT impact at the enterprise level. Just 6%, the ones McKinsey calls AI high performers, attribute more than 5% of EBIT to AI. 6%. That's how rare real value creation still is, and it correlates directly with whether growth was the target from day one. BCG's numbers tell the same story from a different angle. Only 20% of organizations are achieving revenue growth through AI, despite 74% naming revenue growth as their aspiration. But the 5% of companies BCG calls future built, the genuine leaders, expect twice the revenue increase and 40% greater cost reductions by 2028 than everyone else. And critically, that's not because they spent more on AI, it's because they redesigned how work gets done instead of automating what already existed. Read that again. The leaders get better cost reduction too, as a side effect of chasing growth, not as the primary target. Cost cutting is the consolation prize you get when you aim at value creation. It's rarely the reward you get when you aim at cost cutting directly. What value creation actually looks like day to day. This isn't abstract for me. I work in the lottery and gaming industry, where the obvious AI pitch is automate the call center or reduce manual review headcount in player verification. Those projects exist. They're fine. They save some money. But they're not the interesting work. The interesting work is using AI to understand player behavior well enough to build recommendation and personalization systems that genuinely improve the player experience, the kind of thing that grows engagement and retention rather than just trimming a support queue. It's using AI in fraud and responsible gambling detection not to replace a compliance team, but to catch patterns humans can't see at scale, which protects players and unlocks products we couldn't safely ship before because the risk model wasn't good enough. None of that shows up as a headcount reduction on a slide. It shows up as new product lines, better retention, and trust that compounds. The pattern holds everywhere I look. A legal team using AI to cut document review time in half is doing cost reduction. A legal team using that freed up capacity to offer clients fixed fee advisory work they couldn't previously afford to staff is doing value creation. Same tool, completely different strategy, and only one of them shows up in next year's revenue line. How to actually reframe the pitch? If you're an AI leader building the next roadmap, a few things change when you shift from a cost frame to a value frame. Tie initiatives to growth metrics, not full-time equivalent counts. Ask what can we now offer that we couldn't before, instead of what can we now not staff. Redesign the workflow. Don't just automate the existing one. The BCG leaders aren't running the old process faster. They're running a different process. If your AI project is a drop-in replacement for a human doing the same steps, you've capped its upside before you've started. Fund the boring back-office work, not just the visible customer-facing demo. MIT's data says that's where the real ROI has been hiding. It doesn't play as well in a board deck, but it's where the money actually is. Let cost savings be the byproduct, not the goal. If the growth case is real, the efficiency gains tend to follow. If you only chase efficiency, growth rarely shows up as a side effect. None of this means cost savings don't matter. Of course they do, and a genuinely well-run AI initiative will often produce both. But leading with cost-cutting caps your ambition and do the same thing for less, and that's a ceiling most of your competitors can also reach. Leading with value creation asks, what can we now do that we couldn't before? And that's the question that actually moves EBIT, revenue, and market position. So next time you're building that roadmap slide, drop the headcount number as the headline. Ask what your business can offer, build, or unlock that it couldn't a year ago. If you can't answer that question, you're not doing AI strategy yet. You're doing a spreadsheet exercise with better branding. For the full article, including links to the research cited here and the chart on CEO outcomes, visit the written post on Twisted Brackets.